right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 457. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. As always, we are joined by a man who also owns his own illicit internet video game-related gambling site and may have forgotten to tell you that he actually owns a site while promoting it. And we'll offer you a half-assed apology at some point later. Wombat.
Hey, don't forget to go to my website, Wombat Gambling. I am not affiliated in any way with Wombat Gambling. Go gamble.
Yeah, we'll talk about that interesting bit of news a little bit later. You read about that, right?
Wombat? I did, and you told me about it, so...
Good. I find it very interesting, so I've been telling a lot of people about it, even though they may not care.
That's
like people like my wife.
That sounds appropriate and correct, yes.
Before we go any further, we should let people know that Shipwreck is not on this show. This is a CADcast classic formula. He's still in Chicago.
Oh, and he quit.
And he quit. He's staying in Chicago. That's how much he quit.
Yep.
He quit Ohio also.
Yes. And the CADcast. Well, that was only a matter of time.
It's just you and me, Wombat, and you know, Wombat had me and my wife at his house at 4th of July for his annual 4th of July blowout, pun intended.
Yes.
Furiously intended. It was very fun, and it is something that it's just really hard to describe to people what Wombat's neighborhood, what Wombat's block is like on 4th of July. People, I think it's, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, Wombat. It's basically one guy who sets off a lot of fireworks, but then everybody else is sort of drawn to that guy. So then people who live near that guy feel like they need to be involved also with fireworks.
I think there's a little bit of like, yeah, of wanting to get on that bandwagon of the one guy that really does it well.
The one guy who like really has been taking it seriously for a long time.
Yes,
I guess.
And which,
so then what?
And the reason why I'm glad you're there is if I say, people will be like, "Oh, Wombat's just exaggerating," but I have you as my to back me up as my witness.
Right. So what you get on Wombat's block is, you know, normally you get, even if you go to a really big fireworks show, like, you know, like the biggest ones around, the fireworks are always just going to be pretty much in front of you. At least in New York, they are. They usually launch them from the water or something, and people are kind of far away, and they're always just laid out in front of you. On Wombat's block, you got the main guy at the front of the block, and he's blowing up everything in the middle of the street, or on his lawn, I guess. And then you got the people around him also blowing stuff up around you. So it's like surround sound fireworks. Literally 360 degrees of people blowing shit up. It started to rain at a certain point, so I think everyone just sped up their explosions. But it was really fun, and boy, yeah, people are really into fireworks still. I feel like I outgrew that in terms of setting them off myself.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there were definitely people like shooting off their own little fireworks, and I've never done that, but
never in your life
shot fireworks, no.
Even when you were a kid?
No, I've never had the opportunity to light a firework and just take a step back.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's surprising to me.
It just never happened in my lifetime. Is that a thing in my lifetime?
Your friends like weren't into buying illicit fireworks?
No.
Cuz that was like a thing when I was, I mean, you know, I know we're different ages, but that was like a big deal when I was in, I don't know, elementary school. Junior high school, I don't know. And we, you know, buy like jumping jacks or ladyfingers.
I had those snakes that were really just ash turds.
That doesn't count. That does not count.
Ash turds don't count.
That's like non-alcoholic beer.
Yes, that's basically what I had.
Yeah, and you had to buy them from some shady guy, like the ice cream, like some shady ice cream man. Now it seems like you can just get them anywhere. It's like really easy to get.
Yeah, I have no idea where my neighbor gets all his fireworks. I've never asked him.
They have supermarkets just in like one or two states over. I don't know which states have them, you know, have it legal, but I remember driving past them and being, oh, fireworks supermarket. So yeah, it's very easy to get them. You could probably order them on the internet. Who knows? But yeah, I guess I lit off enough when I was younger that I just have no desire to do it anymore. I don't know. I'm surprised, Wombat. I guess you're not that adventurous.
I'm
not as adventurous.
I'm milder than you thought.
yeah, it was really fun. Thank you for having us, Wombat. Ty wasn't able to be there because he's still at camp.
I'm glad you were able to make it, and I'm glad you had a good time. I feel like you really did, and you're not just paying me lip service, so I appreciate
it. No, yeah, I love it. And then then here's the craziest thing. Well, first of all, we didn't mention that while Wombat was – this is weird on many levels. First of all, a listener sent us a box of stuff, just like toys and
Bing Bang
comics.
Boom, I believe.
Bing Bang Boom. And it was a very large box, and it was filled with like
cool stuff.
Video game wall stickers, comic books, toys. What else? That's pretty much
lots of stuffed animals for my daughter and son.
Salamis. That was a little weird.
Yeah, salamis, pornography, you know, the usual.
Salami pornography.
Salami pornography.
It was really nice. Anyway, so Wombat was giving me my cut of the goods, and I was putting it in the car. And as I'm doing that, somebody does a drive-by on Wombat's house.
Drive-by.
He rolls down the window and yells, "Hey, Wombat," and then drives off.
And my neighbors were confused.
Yeah, his neighbors were standing right there because we were just talking to them, like a second ago, second before that happened. And he just drove off before he could even say anything, right?
Yeah. Yep. It was very strange. I may not have as fancy a neighborhood as you, but I have more fans.
I don't know. My neighbors love me.
That's true. I can't say. I can't say that that's not true.
I had 4th of July lights with my Philips Hue lights. It was very festive.
Yes. How good were the sausages, by the way? I think that's the other thing we need to talk about.
They were very good. And not only that, but Wombat also had jalapenos stuffed with cheddar cheese?
Yes. Roasted jalapenos stuffed with cheddar.
And Wombat recommended that I take one of those and put that on the sausage, you know, between the sausage and the bun. And that was a very good suggestion.
It was, wasn't it? I was telling my wife that. I'm like, we really need to just do that again. The sausages, I should also say, I boiled them in cheap beer before putting them on the grill.
They were very, very good.
Yes. So that's my secret.
Yeah, that's a good method.
Yeah, you know, that's how I roll.
How long do you boil it for?
Until they start to float.
And then you stop, and then you still got to cook them.
Yeah, well, no, they're cooked. Then they're fully
cooked.
They're
cooked. Okay, so at that point, they're cooked, and then you're just finishing them off.
So they get the grill marks and the char on the outside, but you don't have to, A, don't over-grill them so they dry out, and B, you don't have to worry about under-grilling them because they're already fully cooked.
I understand. I will subscribe to your cooking newsletter.
I start one next week. If I seem a little burpy, it's because I'm drinking beer, because we have so much beer left over that I feel like I have to drink it because it's there.
Right. I mean, you know, people aren't going to be getting blasted at your party, right? It's all parents.
I know. We're all parents now. We're all old, and you still forget it when you're at Target in the supermarket and like, oh, we
should
get
beer. Everybody leaves before it's even dark.
I know. This one, because it's 4th of July.
Right. Some people did, though.
Yes.
Kids. Mm-hmm. Kids getting in the way.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That was very fun. How about some show feedback?
Sure. I mean, there wasn't very much. I don't know who to blame for this. Maybe it just was a boring show. But Aries Dog has to say, I would love to watch a video of Cheapy Wombat and Shipwreck playing Halo 5 Warzone Firefight co-op. I imagine a lot of yelling at and making fun of Wombat. Have you played any of it yet?
I play the beta, so I'm familiar with it.
I played it again over the weekend. I played like an hour and a half.
Did you remember the key points?
It was different maps.
No. I'm saying the key points of playing Halo 5.
Oh, like...
You have to move and shoot at the same time.
Yeah, that's beyond me.
So how'd it go?
Well, I came in last place a lot.
Because you have to move and shoot at the same time.
Because you have to move and shoot at the same time. But it would always be by like 10 points. And that would always bother me. Like, I couldn't have been second to last and feel a little bit better about myself. But I did fine. You know, it's... It's I do prefer playing with other people and not being that guy that lost for the team.
Right, which can happen in Overwatch.
Yeah. So that was kind of that's preferable. I enjoy it and would like to play more and play again, and I would like you to play with me at some point. And Shipwreck okay. too when he's available.
I have it. We can do it.
I know, we all have it. There's no reason for this.
And we can make fun of you.
It'll and we can make a party of like 8. I think it's 8 is per team.
Could be.
Yeah.
That's a number.
Mhm. We should make a party of all, you know, people that care about us and have a good time.
Like the guy who did the drive-by.
Like my drive-by friend.
Yeah, sounds good.
Mhm.
What else? That's it. That's all you got for show feedback.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there was barely anything. There was like 15 comments, and one of the ones I was going to put on there, you responded to the guy in the thread, so it seemed redundant.
What was that one?
I forgot already.
I'm surprised that I responded.
Yeah, well, you know, you care.
I did.
It was probably at that once a week when you check the website.
Right. I said, let me see if anyone listened to the CADcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to drop some knowledge and then leave.
I think that's Friday mornings. That's when you check the site.
Friday. Yeah. I was like, you know, it's Friday. I haven't looked at the site yet this week. Maybe I should do it now at this point. I have some home gadgetry to review for you guys that I think you might be interested. Even you, Wombat, might be interested in this.
Hook it up.
No, you're not going to be interested. Okay. But
I'm already bored.
Pretend that you're interested.
Okay.
I bought this thing called the Canary, which is like one of these home security all-in-one system. Basically, it's a camera that connects via Wi-Fi and has an app that sits on your phone. And if it detects motion in your house when you're not home, it will send you a push notification and show you the live video. And then while you're watching the video, if you know you see like somebody's not supposed to be there, you can push a button on the app and it'll call the police or fire. Or if there's a fire, you know, you could call the fire department.
Has that happened yet?
have I seen anybody that's not supposed to be here? No.
I like, does it go off like when the mailman shows up?
No, because it's all about where you put it. So it goes inside your house. So I put one upstairs to start with. And basically the way our house is laid out, I can just put it in the living room somewhere and that'll cover the staircase and the hallway and stuff. Pretty much all the entry points.
How much does something like that cost?
So it was on sale for $160.
Okay. That doesn't sound too bad.
Down from 200. So that's where I was willing to jump in and test it out. And, I really liked it. It's easy to use. You can, you know, your wife can get the app on her phone and you can, so it knows when both of you are home and all that shit. So yeah, Canary. It's pretty good, I have to say, even though I've only had it for like a week.
No, I have a friend who works for AT&T and he keeps trying to get me to get the AT&T security system, the digital life setup.
I never heard of it.
It's called AT&T Digital Life, and it's basically...
This is the phone company, right?
This is the phone company, and they have like a whole like security thermostat iPhone setup where they monitor, but it's like, I think it's $100 for the premium package and then like $60 a month thereafter.
Right. These subscription things are like...
And that's where I'm like, I don't know if I want a monthly...
That's crazy. Exactly. This thing has no monthly anything. You can pay... What's nice about this one compared to some of the other ones out there is it will save, it saves the videos on the cloud. This one, you don't have to pay any monthly fee for it to save the videos on the cloud, but it only, if you don't pay anything, it only saves it for, for less than a day. I forget exactly how much it is, how long it is, but if you pay, you can save the videos longer and do other shit. But this one, you don't really have to pay and it's still very functional. Yeah, those alarm subscription things, I mean, that's a lot of money.
It is. No, it's not cheap. That's why I haven't done it. But I was really close at one point. I keep waiting for him to give me a better deal because he works there.
I mean, look up if you live in a safe neighborhood.
And I know he's listening, so hook me up with a better deal.
Is that what this is about?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a lot.
It is.
Anyway. So yeah, Canary, it's good so far. Excellent. So now the only thing I'm missing from like the stupid
smart... Does it work in a coal mine?
It should. It has night vision. As long as the coal mine has Wi-Fi.
There you go.
And an electrical outlet, you're good to go.
The police are all set. Sting.
I'm really, I'm really just missing the smart lock for the door and the smart, there's a lot of stupid smart things, actually. Like sprinklers.
They make a stupid smart thing for everything.
They really do, don't they?
And you have a lot of them.
I do. But even like the door lock, I feel that could be more trouble than it's worth. Especially since I have enough trouble just locking my door.
My wife is already overwhelmed by the amount of voice-activated women in this house. Between Alexa and Cortana and Siri. It's a lot. It's a lot of voice-activated women in my house.
I don't even know why my Xbox doesn't have Cortana.
Are you part of the preview program?
Oh, I am, but I probably had to do something to make that happen.
Yeah, I think you had to opt-in.
They haven't launched that yet? That's not...
No, it's not out for everyone yet.
Oh, right.
It's you're not missing anything.
I know. I have it on Windows 10.
Yeah.
I know exactly what I'm not missing. All right. That's my smart home review for the week.
Excellent. You know what I finally saw over the weekend? I know you and Chipwreck saw it a year ago.
Yes.
I finally saw Jurassic World.
Yeah? And what did you think?
I enjoyed it very much.
You didn't think it was very dumb?
Oh, it's incredibly dumb. I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say, oh, this is a great thoughtful think piece of a film.
Right.
I said I enjoyed it very much. There's a very big difference.
Can you now visualize what it would be like to watch that movie in going through basically on a roller coaster?
I can assume the ball scene, the big plastic ball scene, was probably pretty awesome.
I don't even remember that. What was that?
When the two kids are trapped in the ball and dinosaurs pouncing on it.
Oh, just think about it. Like, the whole movie's like that. Mm-hmm. There's very few parts of the movie where it's not, you know, some dinosaurs getting in your area or, you know, and in this 40X theater where
gotta
it's
watch
not
out,
spraying you in the face.
The last thing you want is dinosaurs in your area.
Right. I don't know. I thought it was pretty masterful in 40X. I don't know if any, I'm afraid to go to another 40X movie just because how could anything really live up to that?
We should have seen Civil War in 40X.
I think it wouldn't be that good. I don't know. Maybe I feel like you need to see a dumb movie, a dumb action movie.
But you chose not to when you were in LA.
No, because that's just going to be boring. The World of Warcraft is.
I heard it was a dumb action movie. What else do you need?
Right, but maybe too dumb. And I don't know anything about World of Warcraft, which is not going
to
help.
I don't think you needed to see that movie, but whatever.
All right. Well, we went to the Dodger game. That was.
Yeah, cool. I know. You got hot dogs and beer. What else do you need?
It was. I actually. I think about that Dodger game a lot. It was fun.
You ponder it when you have a time to yourself to think.
I do.
All right then. I have no response to that.
I also, you know what I think about a lot? I told you that I went on this house tour, this Gold Coast house tour, for people who don't know, and nobody knows because you're all young probably, but, I don't know, like 50 years ago, 60, 70 years ago, the North Shore of Long Island was like where society's elite came to,
for the summer. If you read the book, The Great Gatsby, that is the area they're describing in the book. The big egg and the little egg.
The east egg and the...
Yeah, east egg, west egg.
Was it big egg and little egg?
I think it was big and little. It doesn't matter.
Right. I think it was directional.
Eggs.
Maybe. Eggs.
The eggs they're describing in The Great Gatsby.
You know the story about
eggs. It's
been
15 years since I read that book. Cut me some slack.
Anyway, I highly recommend this tour for people. So I'm going to tell you what if you're happen to be on Long Island. It's at the Sands Point Preserve, and it's called the Fillets House Tour. And it's it's Harry Guggenheim's summer home that they basically lived there for half the year. And it was a French style house that they built on a cliffside. Falaise means cliff in French. And it's really cool. And because what's unusual about it, especially, is that this, you know, not only was this guy, you know, a super wealthy guy and very well respected and into a lot of different things, and had a lot of great collectible stuff. He knew that he wanted this house to be a museum after he died. So all the stuff that's in the house is basically as he left it before he died. It didn't get sold off, didn't get moved to other museums. It's all there. It's really amazing. So check that out if you have the chance. You can even see Charles Lindbergh's station wagon.
Well,
it's parked in the...
nothing I want to see more than a long-dead anti-Semite's car.
And it's such a shitty car.
Well...
Was he an anti-Semite?
Yeah,
Harry Guggenheim.
He was totally into anti-Semitism. That was like his
thing. But Guggenheim was one of his best buds. And he's a Jew.
He was totally into anti-Semites.
Jew.
Oh, he started the America's First Movement, I believe, was started by him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which was the first, one of the big first anti-immigration things.
Hold on. I have to turn off my smart air conditioner because it just came on and it's making too much noise.
Excellent. You should also check out old Bethpage Gardens. This means nothing to anyone that isn't on Long Island. But
I've been thinking about that house tour. Like, it's just like, it's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say. What else we got here? Kind of read this, bitches. Well, Shipwreck's not here, but a few people, including Blue Swim, wants to know probably what you think. They don't really care what I think about this. The new Iron Man, who's going to be a 15-year-old girl.
I mean, don't you think it's a missed opportunity to call her Iron Maiden?
Hmm.
I've seen the joke like 900 times, so it's I don't take credit for it, but it is pretty funny. It is pretty funny.
So, I mean, I haven't read anything about this. I don't know why Iron Man is becoming a 15-year-old girl, but it is.
Yeah.
What, do you have any thoughts on it? I mean, I don't care.
I have no problem with it. I think that there may be too many teenage genius superheroes. Like, they just did that with the Hulk.
Oh, is she a teenage genius?
Yeah, she's a 15-year-old MIT student. Like, I don't mind that it's a black woman. I have no problem with that. That's not...
Not a black woman, a black girl.
But it's the black girl thing. I'm like, another 15-year-old?
I see.
We already have Amadeus Cho. We already have Miles Morales. We already had Peter Parker. Let's take a break from the child genius for a minute. Really it. I think even the new Red Wing, the Falcon's Falcon, which was merged with a human being, may also be a teenage genius, but don't quote me on that one.
I guess there's so many other ways that you can watch original Tony Stark with the movies they keep making, the cartoons. I don't know what else there is. It seems like that would be enough. Comic.
I haven't really looked too much into it. I don't think they said they're getting rid of Tony Stark. I just think he's maybe handing off the armor to someone else. And it's not the first time he's done that. So
I see. All right. See, I don't know anything about these.
Yeah. There are currently two Spider-Men, and that's working out just fine with Peter Parker and Miles Morales. There's currently two Captain Americas with Sam Wilson and Steve Rogers, and for the most part, that's working out fine. I actually have been preferring the Sam Wilson books to the Steve Rogers books. So, you know, it's not like this can't be done and done well. I actually highly recommend the Sam Wilson Captain America books. I think they're a lot of fun and a really good and interesting read. So it's definitely a wait and see. It doesn't mean it's going to be great. It's just, you know, I do find it funny that it's being written by Brian Michael Bendis. It's like, oh, let's introduce a young black female character who's the oldest, whitest, malest writer we have that can tackle this type of character.
He knows. He knows 15-year-old black girls.
No one knows better.
Right.
So.
All right.
I just thought that was kind of funny.
How about some new releases?
Sure. Doodle God is out on the PlayStation 4, I guess. I didn't know that.
No.
Yeah. I enjoy that game a lot on the iPad.
Wait a minute. They made a Carmageddon game and forgot to tell everybody?
Max damage.
It's a $40 game.
Yeah, it's a lot for that.
What is that? How do they do that?
I have no idea. Romance of the Three Kingdoms 8, which you're giving away, aren't you?
I'm not.
I saw there was a giveaway on CAG.
But maybe Thorbon is.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I wasn't, you know, it's not Friday yet.
Oh, that's right. You haven't been to the site this week. I'm sorry. That's right. My fault.
I still have, you know, I got two more days. No, Thorbonne's been fucking killing it. He's got so many contests going. I mean, who could keep track?
Not me.
And people, like, it's crazy. People retweet, you know, to get, like, I was looking through the stats, the ad video game deal Twitter stats. Like, one of the most retweeted things was giving away that Persona bag from E3. Just a bag. It's worth about $1, probably, if that. And people want that fucking bag. What else we have for new releases? Banner Saga 2.
Did you download the Banner Saga 1?
No.
It's free.
It looks interesting. I know, but I'm very busy playing Overwatch.
It takes 3 seconds to hit the download now button.
I'm not like you and Shipwreck. I don't need to digitally hoard these games.
Yes, you do.
I feel fine if they get away from me.
I've heard really good things about Fury, the PlayStation game. People seem to like that.
Okay.
That's free. You should get that.
Okay. I didn't know about it until just right now.
I heard it's very difficult, but a really interesting and cool game. So, and again, for the price of free, I think that might be worth checking out.
Oh, it looks cool. Oh, look at this.
See?
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Oh, look at this giant pop-up ad that is from PC Gamer. That is just, wow. That is good. No, that looks cool. It's like a third-person action.
Yeah.
Samurai? Bullet hell? Samurai.
Yeah, game. I'll take your word for it.
Oh, it's fucking impossible. Forget it.
Yeah, no, I never said it. It's not supposed to be easy.
Never play it. Okay. Forget we said that.
Okay.
What else?
That's all I got. That's it.
Fine.
There is nothing else.
Really? Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay. Wombat. You know what I did today? I did something very exciting.
Probably
for the first time ever.
Probably the same thing I did. What'd you do?
It's definitely not the same thing that you did.
Okay, what'd you do?
I shaved my head, but I didn't shave my beard.
What?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
So you're going with the bald bull look.
I thought it was the Max Payne 3 look.
Yeah, that too.
I just figured I should try it because I didn't have enough time to shave my whole head. So I just went with that.
I was going to say, because I shaved my face this morning.
I see.
Although if you were to look at me now, you would think I shaved 3 days ago.
Right. It's hot out. Your hair grows faster in the summer.
We were watching a cartoon the other day where the character on the cartoon shaved his face and then he like flexed his muscles and the hair popped out on his face.
Uh-huh.
And my son goes, "That's like your face." And I said, "Thanks." Thanks.
Right. So I used my Harry's razor to shave my head today, and it went very well. I didn't cut myself at all. I feel like, you know, I'm used to maybe other blades that aren't as sharp, and when I use the Harry's one sometimes, I would use too much pressure. You've never shaved your head, so you don't know like what it's like.
I have no plans to either.
It's not bad. It's just it's a difficult process sometimes because depending on your mirror setup and the lighting in there, you sometimes have to use the force basically, and you feel around with your off hand and use the razor in your other hand and just, you know, go with the flow. And I use my Harry's. I actually use my Father's Day matte black Harry's razor, and yeah, I went really fast and did not cut myself today. So I'm very proud of myself while I'm at.
My father has been using his Father's Day, and he also has been enjoying it.
That's very nice. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I want to remind people to go to harrys.com. You can use coupon code CADCAST. You get $5 off your first order. You'll get free shipping also. I really recommend the Truman set is a great way and super cheap way to jump in because that'll cost you $10. With free shipping.
You know what Harry's needs to do?
Uh-oh.
They need to have a ladies' version.
Yes.
Called the Doris Day.
Don't they need to license her name?
Or the Doris.
Right, okay. See, now you blew it.
Why?
Now you gave up the gig.
They'll get it, and it'll be a big seller. It'll be the Harry Truman Doris Day. And if you enter promo code Red China Johnny Ray, Richard Nixon Television.
Right. I thought like my Falaise house tour would miss our audience by leaps and bounds, but I knew that Wombat.
Everyone knows that song. I'm pretty sure everyone listening understood the reference.
I don't know. I didn't. Was it the Billy Joel song?
Yeah, We Didn't Start the Fire.
Ty, I only know that because Ty likes to sing it a lot.
There you go.
So yeah, definitely check out harrys.com. You're going to get a great shave for a low price, and it's not that easy to find that. So use coupon code CADCAST while you're there, and you get $5 off your offer, off your order. It'll be beautiful. Thank you, Harry's.
It's a razor, Harry.
All right, Wombat. Let's talk about this Counter-Strike gambling thing. Have you been following it? Do you really know what's going on? Or
I read the first article. I heard you talk about it, and I did watch the apology video.
You watched the apology. Okay, great. That's good. I feel like that's enough for you to know. I'll explain it briefly for people who haven't been up to date on it, because I think it's just a really interesting story. I don't follow the Counter-Strike scene at all, so if I make mistakes along the way,
I'm still surprised there is a Counter-Strike scene. But go on.
It's huge. It's a fucking huge deal.
I know. I agree. I know it is. I'm just surprised.
So there are these two streamers who are big time Counter-Strike streamers on YouTube. They have 10 million subscribers between the two of them. And they make videos of themselves playing Counter-Strike and get tons of views. So there's basically a currency in Counter-Strike with these skins and weapons. And what makes it unique to the game is these skins and weapons that you use in-game, you can actually sell them for real money on the Steam marketplace. This is a Valve game. And it's built into the game. And you can even see like graphs on what the current value of these items are. And some of them can be thousands of dollars. They're that in demand and rare for a digital item. Anyway, so these guys are two big time streamers. And one day, one of the guys is like, hey, we came across this site called CSGO Lotto. And it seems pretty cool. You can gamble your skins on here. And, you know, it seems like it might be fun. Maybe I'm going to make some videos with us playing on this site because it looks like it could be fun. They come back a couple of days later and they're playing on the site now and they're winning and like they're having a great time. Like you watch the video of these guys doing it. They're just, you know, guffawing. It's great. They're making mad, like real money. It's real. You know, this is like Japan's pachinko parlor where you go in, you play the Japanese slot machine, it spits out like something that's not money, and then you go across the street and you trade it for money. So these guys are making money. They can't believe it. The videos they put up on YouTube of them playing, in the title it's showing like, you know, a $10,000 winner, like, you know, it's fucking big deal. It's getting tons of views. Then they come back and some other videos like, hey, you know, the site, they want to sponsor us and give us some skins so we can play online and make more videos. And, you know, it turns out these guys are the founders of the gambling site. And, you know, as the owners of the site, they clearly tried to fool people into thinking that they just came across the site. I mean, they literally said they came across the site. The videos that showing them winning could easily be, you know, just doctored because they run the fucking back end of the site. It's about as shady as you can get, especially when you consider that these are really popular YouTubers. They're making serious money just from their non-gambling operation. They live in, you know, they film in their apartment and you can see it's like really fucking nice. And they come out with a video saying, you know, when these allegations come out, the guy's like, you know, I could never, you know, act like this to my audience. We owe you everything. You've made my dreams come true. I would never do that. This is all public information. And, you know, I'm sorry if you didn't realize that it was public information. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's unbelievably shady. And I don't know. I think you're going to see ramifications from this. I think Valve may shut down the whole, and this is a big money maker for Valve, but they're a privately held company. They're already making so much money. I feel like they may just shut down the whole real world value, the item trading part of this game, because you got miners involved, gambling, you know, over state lines. It seems like there's a lot of legal ramifications.
There's a lot of weirdness going. Yeah, I saw that one point it was their disclaimer was for people 13 and over, and then they changed it to 18 or over and said it was always 18 or over, which from what I've seen on Twitter from screenshots doesn't seem to be the case. So
shady. They went back to their old YouTube videos and added a disclaimer saying that they were the owners of the site, and you can just go to like the Internet Archive and see what the page looked like before that, you know, the day before. Obviously, no disclaimer there. Then, of course, the main guy puts up an apology video today. It says, "I'm sorry" is the subject of the video, but he never actually really apologizes in the video. He just says, "I'm sorry if you didn't know about the public disclaimer." Like, he's basically saying you should have looked up the ownership of the company in the public record. And then you would have known that he owned the company. But if you didn't do that, that's what he means by public disclosure.
Right? I get it.
It's just it's unbelievable. And for a guy who's gotten so much for basically, you know, playing a video game on YouTube, to try to just wring more money out of people and be deceitful doing it. And what would have been the big deal?
I was going to say, if he was honest up front, would it have been that big a deal?
No, he would have made like, just as much money.
Hey, listeners of my, watchers of my show, I founded a website that I think is a really cool idea. Please check it out.
Of course. And people would be more likely to do it.
Right?
Because they like this guy. They like this guy. They want to support this guy.
The bigger lost opportunity is that he could have been up front from the beginning and probably have been just successful, if not more so, and may have gotten the opposite type of coverage that he's getting now. Like, hey, YouTuber creates gambling site, which is a fine headline.
It's a really, you know what, they overthought it. And I guess like when you maybe, I don't know. You know, you like to think that there's good inherently in people.
But then I met you.
No. I mean, just, I guarantee you, if he, on day one, if he just said, look, we started this site, you'll like it. I think you'll like it. If not, then, you know, you can let us know how we can make it better. It just would have been a great experience. I mean, he's got the community there who's already supporting him. And yep. They're happy to support him.
Yep.
Even through this scandal, I'm sure there's a percentage of people who still will stick up for them. And I'm sure it's bigger than you would think. It's probably like 30 or 40% of their audience will still.
He still has 3 million subscribers on YouTube, so.
Right. I mean, I'm talking about people who will like actually like be vocal and like stick out. Maybe it's not that high. But I don't see what the problem would be if they just came out on day one and said, this is something that we started and we're proud of it. Why would you hide? Why do you need to hide?
That being said, please be sure to check out my new site, Wombat Gambling. The only site in the United States where you could gamble on wombats.
Yeah, it's really bad. And the apology is just super gross. He's got the dog in there with him, and he's like, ooh, this is going to be a tough video. He's smiling the whole time. He doesn't seem remorseful at all. No humility at all. It's like I'm one of those apologies where like I'm sorry if you were offended. You know, I'm sorry if you didn't understand this point. Yeah, it's bad. Very bad. I even made Mrs. Chibi watch the apology.
And she could care less.
Yeah, we were on the train. She's like, that's not really an apology. What else we have here? In Wombat's multi-platform.
I bought a game this week.
Why?
Because I wanted it.
Why?
I'm a big fan of the Far Cry series.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a secret. So when there's a new Far Cry game, even if it did come out in March, when it hits my buy it now price, which was $20, I bought it now. Although I'd spent $23. But still, that's not bad.
I predict you will play less than 10 hours of this game.
We will find out together. I've played an hour and a half so far. But
I played about an hour, and it did not grab me from the get-go.
Oh, I didn't even know you had it.
Yeah, I have it on
PC.
I don't even remember what I have
it on. I would assume you have it on PC.
Yeah, I think it could be. I think I have four on. I think I have four on PS4. Yeah, four on PS4, and this one on PC. Yeah, I don't know. It didn't capture my imagination.
I liked what I played so far.
All right, good.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Uh huh.
We'll see how much you liked it.
We'll see. Stay tuned next week with more on Far Cry Primal. Wombat kills a mammoth.
I finished a game.
What game?
Inside.
And how is that?
That is the puzzler platformer from Playdead, who made Limbo.
Yes.
I did enjoy my brief time with the game. It was about 3.5 hours, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But that could involve some pause screen time. I'm not sure how that works.
3.5 hours?
Yeah.
That's short.
It was short. I really liked the atmosphere. The sound design was really good. The animation is great. You know, the visuals are great. Even Mrs. Chibi, was drawn to the game. Normally, this game would not get her attention, but she used to watch through the entire playthrough. The puzzles, I thought, were pretty easy.
Hold on. Breaking news.
What happened?
Trevor Martin has removed his I'm Sorry video from YouTube.
Really?
Yep.
He's the guy we were just talking
about. Yes. As we were talking, he removed his video from YouTube.
It's a horrible video. I mean, how... He just has his emotional... You know what? I was reading about this today, actually. Emotional intelligence. He must have a very low emotional intelligence score. Do you know what emotional intelligence is?
That is how smart you are.
No. It's basically your understanding of emotions and being able to label emotions. Like if you watch the video of somebody and I said, hey, what emotion is this person feeling? If you had a low emotional intelligence, you would get a lot of those wrong. So I have a feeling that this guy just doesn't really know what he did wrong, perhaps. And maybe he doesn't know why people are upset. He doesn't have really any humility. Or, I don't know. It just... How could you mess up an apology video?
Apparently he did.
He didn't know. We saw it. We know he did.
We're one of the few, apparently.
He's too young, maybe? How old is he? He seemed pretty young.
I have no idea.
I have a theory that when... I mean, it's not really much of a stretch, but when young people get success, financial success, too soon and maybe a little too easily... You know, I don't want to say what he does for a living is easy. I'm sure he puts a lot of hours in, but, you know, it's not laying bricks or shingling a roof. I feel like you have a hard time maintaining a proper headspace. You know, look at Justin Bieber for, Exhibit A.
And Notch.
And Notch, yeah, Exhibit B. Yeah, so it could be that.
Anyway, you were talking about Inside.
Right. I really like the puzzles. I thought were sort of on the weak side. Maybe it was because I was sitting with Mrs. Chibi and she would, you know, help me out from time to time. But I didn't really need her help that often. We pretty much breezed through. I never got stuck and turned it off and said, I have to clear my mind and come back another day. And I'm not, you know, some sort of genius at these games. I'm no Shipwreck. And I wasn't a big... The ending is... I wasn't a big fan of the ending either. I don't want to give anything away, but it took more away from my experience than added to it, I thought. But I don't want to say anymore. It's too...
You know what? I didn't have this last time, last show, but we talked about it. But I finally played some Lego Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Yeah, how was that?
I like it a lot. I actually think it's graphically, it's probably the best looking Lego game yet. I don't know what that means per se,
No, but they add more like visual effects as the games go on.
Yeah, it definitely is as Lego games go, I think it's the best looking one. There's some really interesting mechanics in it. They have like certain segments that are like a Gears of War third person shooter style.
And how's that work?
You go up against
cover. Does it work well?
It works all right. It's an interesting like way to break up a level.
Okay.
So it works in that sense. You know, it's the one thing that it probably, you know, that it may suffer from, unlike, say, the Marvel games or the DC games. You know, there's 206 unlockable characters in Star Wars The Force Awakens, but you really only want, like, 7.
Yeah, no, I especially in that movie.
And it has all the other ones in it, you know, the older characters, too, but.
Yeah, I'm not looking, you know, who do I need? I can't even name any of the.
Unlocked all these characters that I had no idea what their names were.
But Captain Phasma, after Captain Phasma, it's basically you don't know anybody's name.
Pretty much. Right? Yeah. So that's probably where the game suffers the most, is that the unlockables just aren't as interesting as, say, unlocking Hawkman and Batman, Lego Batman.
Gotcha.
But as a game goes, it's a lot of fun and it's very cool, especially if you've seen the movie, obviously. You know what's coming, you know. What's going to happen and where it's going to go. So,
right. I think we've all seen it.
Yep. I'm at the
Even if you didn't see the movie, you know what's going to happen and where it's going to go.
Uh-huh.
As long as you saw the first one. Hey-oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's... I bought Overwatch for Xbox. I don't even know why. You know,
I don't either.
I do know why. My hands were starting to hurt.
And you wanted to use that Elite controller.
Yeah, and my hands were hurting from using using mice, and I wanted to wanted to use the Elite controller and see how I did. I have to say I will compliment Blizzard for doing like a really good job on the gameplay. Like visually, it's, you know, I don't really notice much difference, you know, sitting on my couch playing on the Xbox compared to playing at 1440p on my screen. I mean, obviously it looks a lot better on the computer, but you know, it's runs very smooth and all that on the Xbox. And so really no complaints during the gameplay, but you know, when at the end of every game, it shows that victory screen and you can choose your character's victory pose and they all stand there and it plays the music. It just looks like garbage on Xbox. It's all, you can see the fucking pixels. Why? This is like the easiest thing you figure that you could get done. It's just these guys standing around posing.
Who cares about guys standing around posing?
No, but it just looks bad. Like,
because they used all of their graphical power making the actual game look good?
No, I don't know what happened. I don't know, they got to tighten that shit up. It's like super low res looking. And it's just the guys standing, you know what screen I'm talking about, right?
I think so, yeah.
It's just like all six, the winning team, all six characters, them standing there. And they, you know, they, you can choose, that's one of the unlockables in the game is your victory pose. And I don't know, it just looks like crap. It's like, oh, you just had this cool game. And like, oh, here's some pixels to look at. Xbox is supposed to be the home, the future home, no, the new home of the best pixels. And right now they're showing the worst pixels, I feel. So fix that little thing. Otherwise, we're pretty good to go. I also find the quality of play on Xbox is not that great. People seem to forget to go to do the objective, which is important in that game.
Yes.
PC Corner at T McLaren writes in and asks if any of us have gone from a multi-monitor setup to an ultra-wide. Do you know what that means, Wombat?
That would be an ultra-wide monitor.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I have seen them in the store. And they do look pretty sexy. What's so funny?
No, but I've seen them in the store.
Well, I walked by in the store and I was like, oh, that, look at that. I mean, you can see, have you ever, do you know what we're even talking about? Have you seen what these things look like?
Are they giant?
It's just the aspect ratio is different now. So they're more letterbox. So even if you watch a letterbox movie on them, you probably get less black screen, black bars. But it's an interesting effect because if you're playing a PC game, you know, it can render basically to the shape of your screen. So even if you have this ultra wide, narrow screen, it can be more immersive. Like, there's just more to look at when you're playing a first person shooter. There's more on screen. Wario 64 has one of those, I'm pretty sure. But I know, I have not. I've thought about it, but I have two very nice screens here. I cannot justify the sexiness that is ultra wide. I don't know. I guess I can't.
You'll get one.
I can't. No. I got a good setup here. Uh-huh. It gets confusing because runs these. What's that?
I give you a week.
They've been around forever.
Someone just put it in your head.
I don't care. No, I don't know.
It's going to crawl into you like a giant beetle.
I've already made my decision on that.
All right.
A while ago. This isn't Star Trek 2. Nothing is going to be crawling into my ear.
Mm.
How about some CAG bag?
Sure.
These questions can crawl into our ears. Is that a good segue or what?
Yeah, why not?
I lost this guy's name here. Sorry, buddy. Your name did not make it to this sheet, but your question did. So take comfort in that. Sales of Red Dead Redemption went up 6,000% since the Xbox One added backwards compatibility. Will Red Dead hold up? Would they have made money by doing a remaster? First of all, that is not true. He's referring to the Amazon. What is it, like the movers and shakers list? It's a 600% increase in their rank, I think, of the list.
Which so, it was not even ranked before, really.
Right. Yeah. So it doesn't mean that the sales went up 6,000%. It just means relative to the other items that are sold, it moved up. You know, you can do the math and figure it out. Anyway, but to answer the other part of your question, the game should hold up fine, I think. Right? Why wouldn't it?
I don't know. I have it on a disc somewhere in my basement.
Have you finished that one?
I got very close to the end. I never finished it.
I finished it. It's good. It's definitely worth it.
I have the Undead Nightmare too.
Or whatever. That was also good.
Yeah, I have that downloaded.
Would they have made money by doing a remaster?
Probably.
I wonder what the reason is.
Because this is also cheap and easy. It's on sale right now as part of the live sale.
And who's to say that they're not going to do a remaster? Yeah.
You can get it for $7.50 if you've never played it. So
if they can make money doing a remaster, they're going to do it. So there you go. They know. They have the computers to find that out. Find the truth.
RDRR.
Awesome Hater writes in and wants to know if Wombat believes in science.
What kind of question is that?
I don't know, but I had to ask it.
Have I given off some sort of vibe that I don't believe in science?
No, I mean, on Twitter you seem pretty...
scientifically minded?
I wouldn't go that far.
I think so. I think I tweet about science at least once a day.
I haven't seen you tweet anything anti-science.
That's what I mean. I don't understand where that comes from. Should I be tweeting out some more formulas for how to make water?
Yes, please.
It takes two hydrogens and one oxygen.
That's good. Get to work, everybody.
I want to see all your pictures of water tomorrow that you made at home.
Thank you, Professor Wombat. At Seacoast Bev Lab writes in and asks, what name would you give to all the games copying the style of Crossy Road? Roadie games? Road likes? I like his road likes. I didn't get that until just right now.
Yeah, it's a cute name.
Sorry, I would call those games Frogger.
I was going to say Frogger Bees.
Right. Frogger what? Bees?
Mm-hmm.
What's the bees part?
Like a wannabe, it's a Frogger Bee.
Oh. Yeah, I guess that works.
Oh, I'm trying.
At New Wombat, no, at Younger Wombat, excuse me, you're at New Wombat. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about the rumors that Evolve is going to become free to play?
I think by the time the show is out, they may be making that announcement.
Yeah, why wouldn't they? It seems
Evolve,
like the game was made for
they
that.
Pulled the game and all the DLC from Steam today.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, I think we talked about it going free to play like a long time
ago. It's part
right?
of the ultimate Xbox sale right now, though, for like $15 for everything. The game, all the DLC from Seasons 1 and Season 2.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they build these games so that they can
I can't believe they're still trying. I can't believe they haven't given up on this game.
You know, maybe they have a small number of dedicated players who spend enough money to justify it.
But a game that's not free to play, there's a finite amount you can spend on it, which would be at
most.
Is
there? Have you been following? Do you know what's up?
Well, they have the game, which would say you bought the game new for $60 and the season pass for $30 and the second season for the other $30. So $120 is sort of was sort of the cap prior to today.
I see.
So it's not like
maybe they're going to add more.
Yeah, it's not like it's if they're going to add more but make the game free to play. So I guess if you already own the older stuff, you would get to keep it.
I don't know. Who cares if it's free to play? You're not playing it.
I'm not. I tried playing it once when they did a free weekend, and boy, that game is boring as hell.
Overwatch is better. Would you admit that Overwatch is better?
Well, I would admit that watching paint on my wall is better. So
yes, is what you're saying?
Yes, Overwatch is better than Evolve.
All right.
No, Overwatch is clearly better than Evolve. I've always said that I didn't think Overwatch was a bad game.
Is that what you always said?
Yeah, I never said it was bad. I just said it wasn't. There wasn't
I'll
enough
the audience
there.
Decide that
there
way.
Wasn't enough there. There was my problem. Is my problem with Overwatch.
There are any more characters? Do you want to talk about Overwatch more?
Could you talk more about Overwatch?
I could.
Yeah. So have you been, when you've been playing on the Xbox One, is it easy to get into games? Do you find there to be long wait times?
No, it's very similar to the PC experience, except for the fact that I find, and I'm at a lower level now, obviously, because I'm just starting. I really wish there was cross-platform. So at the lower level, I'm more apt to be with players who are not as skilled. I do get the play of the game a lot more on Xbox, probably because I'm lower level still. It's fun, I guess, for now, still. I should really finish Doom. I feel like I was pretty much at the end of Doom, and then Overwatch came out. At Andrew Fast writes in and asks, any predictions on when Sony will share more details on PlayStation Neo? Well, Wombat, if you were Sony, when would you drop the Neo details?
Are there any other major conventions coming up?
Tokyo Game Show is in September.
Is that all we got left this year?
You have Gamescom.
Is that in August?
I believe so.
That would be it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
August.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't coming out till next year, right?
Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Oh, he's saying more details.
He's not saying when are they going to show. Yeah, just details.
It's not, I mean, as far as I understand the console business, it's usually not a good idea to reveal your future console before you can actually sell it. Because that takes away sales from the current thing that you're selling. And I guess this is not supposed to come out until, for quite a long time from now, right? Talking at least 8 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not coming out, till for maybe first quarter. I don't know. It seems like you don't want to give out too many details. You don't want really people to talk about it. It can only hurt you. So I wouldn't be surprised if you don't hear about it until next year. I mean, maybe like a little drip of information, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like it really would benefit Sony very much by talking about it now, right? I mean, you're already winning. And why? You don't know. You have no answer, Wombat. Admit it.
I don't.
You want to change your answer to this guy's question?
No, while we were talking, my college roommate sent me a private message. It popped up asking me while his kid is at camp if he should be playing Far Cry 4 or Witcher 3, as he now has time to catch up on old games.
Oh, both of those probably.
I said, I was like, both?
It depends. It depends if he played Far Cry 3 or not.
Or if he wants to shoot things, or if he wants to do more role-playing. They're so different. I'm like, I don't know how to answer your question.
Ask him if he likes the Eastern European hotness.
Or
jankiness. Yeah. Slight jankiness. At NaveSync writes in and asks, why does digital pricing still suck so bad in 2016? Why isn't GameStop dead yet? It's because, well, you answered your own question, I think. Right? Yeah,
because digital pricing still sucks so bad in 2016. And also GameStop sells toys now.
Yes, GameStop bought ThinkGeek and now sells a lot of toys.
Toys. They sell good toys.
They also, there's a lot of them. There's, I think, like 3,000 of them across the USA, which in strategic locations. And they still are very much involved in the used game business. And I'm sure that makes money for them. So that's why they're not out of business. I think we're out of business, though, Wombat. We're out of CAGBAG questions, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's time to wrap it up because nobody wants to hear a long show when there's no shipwreck. I want to remind everybody that we're going to be doing a CAGcast in the flesh. And you can come watch us. It's going to be at LI Retro. You go to liretro.com. And it's going to be on August 13th on Long Island. And you can come and watch me, Shipwreck, and Wombat record a CAGcast. Won't that be fun? I don't think it's going to be live streamed because... this hotel doesn't, this isn't like the JW Marriott, at LA Live. They don't have like the setup for that. So this is going
to
be.
What about Facebook Live? You don't think we could find a way to do that?
I mean, somebody could try to find a way to do it.
Oh.
But I talked to the guy yesterday and it sounds like they're just going to have microphones and an amplifier, and we can record off of that. I don't know. We'll see. But it sounds like the internet is shitty there, is basically what it all comes down to.
It'll be fun. We'll have friends there.
No, yeah, just come. I mean, I'm sure it'll be fun. You can watch. You can like watch Shipwreck buy stuff at the actual show. Just follow them around. Don't do that. That's a bad idea. Wombat, edit that out.
Okay, I'll edit.
Perfect. Yeah, so go to www.liretro.com and it's cheap. It's like $15, I think, to go to this thing, and you can say hi to us. Won't that be exciting?
I can't think of anything more exciting.
At least it's only $15. Don't forget to go to harrys.com. Use coupon code CAGCAST to get $5 off your order. Check out that Truman set. I'm telling you, for $10, you will definitely be satisfied. I can't see how you would not be satisfied. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. How's Uninformed Opinions? You been doing that?
We didn't do one this week because of the holiday. So probably next week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bread's done.
Beat the heat with a fan or air conditioner from Crazy Eddie. Get the guaranteed lowest sale prices anywhere on electric fans and air conditioners. It's going to be a long, hot summer, and the prices of electric fans and air conditioners are going to go up, up, up with the temperature. So get an electric fan or air conditioner on sale from Crazy Eddie now. Shop around. Get the lowest sale prices you can find. Then go to Crazy Eddie and he'll beat them. So be cool and beat the heat. See Crazy Eddie now. His prices are insane.